Welcome to the Photo Field Notes podcast, where you'll find stories, tips, and inspiration from professional photographers to get you taking action in your own business and making your business dreams a reality.
Hey, this is Ali Ciardo in the Photo Field Notes podcast, and a couple of quick announcements before we get into the episode today. First of all, I decided that I'm going to cut back my schedule, at least in the winter, so I'm going to go back to working part-time. And as part of that, I made the decision that I'm also going to cut back a little bit on the podcast. So I'm going to try for now to do every other week. And you may have noticed that last week I was off. I may end up taking a little bit of a break like I did last year, kind of doing it as a separate season. We'll see. But for now, I'm going to try every other week, see how that goes, and spend a couple extra days just not working because I think that sounds like a lovely plan. I'm going to spend some time with my three-year-old Arden and just kind of like take the time to relax because I've spent a couple, probably the last 3 or 4 months, just kind of running around like crazy, working extra time, launching the course, photo sessions well into January and so forth. So just taking a little time to relax and enjoy time for myself. Okay, other announcement for you. If you didn't hear last week's episode on my whole process for selling products to clients, making more money through product sales without adding any extra meetings to my plate, go to photofieldnotes.com/virtualproducts and you can hear the whole episode there. And there's also a freebie over there. So if you listen to the end, you'll find out how to get another free template of, it's basically a mock-up where it's a frame on a wall and you can put your own image into it. You can use that for marketing to get your clients excited about prints and, you know, use it for previews and just use it to generally inspire your clients. So go over to photofieldnotes.com/virtualproducts for that one. Okay, today we're talking about photo contests and whether photo contests are worth it. Are they worth the money if they're paid? Are they worth the time if they're free? What do we do with these things? So you've probably seen on some photographers that they are award-winning photographers. And that's a really great thing to be able to say, right? When I'm marketing myself, I can say, I'm an award-winning photographer. That sounds amazing. That gives me extra credibility. It just immediately makes me kind of stand out from the competition. So what does that actually look like? What does it look like to enter a contest? Okay, I've done some experimentation as I do over the years, and I've paid to enter contests. And here's my thoughts on paying. I've never really gone in deep on paid contests. I've never spent a ton of money or a ton of time, but basically I've tried it because I think everything's worth trying once. But what I found was, at least with the contest that I entered, I can't remember what it was. I basically found that if you don't win, you're just kind of throwing money away and it's kind of expensive. So I think the fee for this one was like $45. And to me, I wanted to at least for that fee, I wanted to at least get maybe a couple of lines of feedback on my photo, but I got nothing. So I didn't win and I didn't get any feedback. And it truly felt like I was just throwing money out the window. And obviously I would have said, I would have felt differently if I had won the contest in any way. But I think that you have to be really strategic that if you're going to enter an image or a series of images, and you're going to spend money on it, you want to make sure that you're putting the best of the best, that it's absolutely standout, different, completely different image, and not just like a pretty wedding image that kind of looks like everybody else's pretty wedding image. Because I think in a contest, what I seem to be finding is that there does seem to be a difference between a clean, classic, beautiful image that a client might like and what's going to win the contest. And I tend to shoot more clean, classic, but contests don't want something that's that simple, right? So I do have one contest that I always try to make a point to enter. I always try to block off some time to enter. And that is going on right now. That's the Shoot and Share contest. And they're not a sponsor. They're not paying me to talk about it. This is just my personal experience. But the Shoot and Share contest, even though thousands of people enter it, and there's just so many photos in it, and the chances of winning the whole thing are very small. And even if you think contests are stupid or you hate the whole concept of shoot and share and you're more of a product-based photographer, let me tell you why I try to make a point to enter and why I think you should consider it too. The contest, the shoot and share contest, you can enter 50 photos and you can put them in different categories. And it's basically free market research. So I think you should be entering every single photo you can. You should be picking 50 photos, put in the max number, because that gives you a chance to find out which of your photos are going to resonate with people. And don't play it safe. Don't enter all of those simple, pretty, clean, safe photos that you know your clients like, Enter photos that are different. Maybe they're photos that you love or they really spark something in you, but you're not really sure how people will feel about them. Or you're kind of afraid to actually share them, or you're afraid to put them up on your website or social media because they're a little bit different. So maybe they're just strange in one way or another. They're just not the traditional photos that you would expect to see featured on a photographer's website. Or even if it's, I'm not saying go crazy to a different style, but maybe it's just something from a different angle, or it's not, it's just not what you would normally show. It's from a slightly different perspective. So use it as a chance to test those photos that are a little bit different and see what people like and what they don't like. So let me give you an example. I told you in the past that I'm always trying to make a point to share only these big open mouth laughs and big joyful photos on my wedding page. And that seems a little bit risky because I'm not really sure if the big open mouth laugh is going to resonate with people, because I know it does with me, but I don't know if it does with others. So what I do is I enter those types of photos. So they're not crazy different, but they're like big laughing and not necessarily the soft romantic photos that you might expect. So I enter those photos into the contest and I see how they do. And if people love them, those are the ones I'm going to share. Those are the ones I'm going to feature on my website. And if they don't rank as well, because you can see how well it does when the contest is over, then I can just let them go. You know, I don't have to share those photos. So it's just a really great way to see what resonates, what doesn't. Start featuring the more popular photos more prominently on your site, in social media, in marketing. And you may find that there's an image that you absolutely love that does just okay in the contest. So you want to get a feel for it. How are things ranking? How are people voting? How do they feel about the images? And then I also do, I have to say, I had images that I was just like, meh, I'll put it in there just to see. And they ended up doing way better than the images that I loved. So you get this like collective, so many thousands of voters. It really gives you great insight into what people like. So don't focus so much on winning the contest. Don't let that stress you out. Just use it as a free way to experiment and get feedback on the images that make you different, that make you you. And then be sure to check back at the end and use it as a learning opportunity. So don't stress about the most beautiful setting because you don't live in the mountains or on the ocean or in a cranberry field or whatever it is that you see winning a lot of competitions. Don't worry about winning. Just worry about ranking your own personal photos, taking 50 of your own photos and getting a feel for how they rank against each other so that you can see what's resonating the most with those. So check that competition out. I think it's ending soon for entries and then they'll start voting. So you're going to want to check it out. I think it's called Shoot and Share, just the Shoot and Share competition. Google it, you'll find it, or I'll link to it in my show notes at Photo Field Notes. And have fun with that. Let me know how it goes for you when it's all said and done. I know it takes a little while. Let me know if you learned anything from it, if you had any surprises with the photos that you entered. All right, that's it for me today. I'll be back here in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Thanks for listening. Check out show notes at photofieldnotes.com. And if you loved this episode, leave your review on iTunes. See you next week.